so we're excited about that. Use back in the clubhouse, which is fantastic on a lot of levels. Most importantly, just him personally. Seems like he's doing well. Seems in a really good place. And he's going to be back, and he's either finishing up or is throwing his bullpen today. So a lot of positives.
Mike Schilt talking about the return of Yu Darvish. As you tune in to Gwen and Chris here, you may not have heard that the Padres ace is back off the restricted list and with the ball club, not only with the ball club, but in uniform, throwing a bullpen session today. It has been 2.5 months since Darvish has been with the Padres. He is meeting with the media currently. We understand not sharing any of the personal information that some may want to hear, but he is talking baseball and talking about his return to the Padres, which for a Padre fan ought to be of utmost importance.
Yeah, I don't care what, I just want him back.
I just want him back, and as I said earlier, I'm just feeling good that he's at least in a place where he feels he can come back. And so Darvish is indeed back. The Padres just added. They just added a number one starter to their team. And there was no guarantee they were going to get him back at all.
No guarantee.
This season.
In fact, weren't we kind of leaning towards,
I think people were starting to lean towards it wasn't going to happen. And now it's happened. And I don't know what name a team in baseball that just added a number one starter. No team even did that at the trade deadline. I mean, the Dodgers added Flaherty, right? You know, there was a couple of other pitchers that were moved. But nobody landed an ace, a number one guy.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Eflin was traded, but he's not a number one.
No.
Jeez, what do you got against Zach Eflin?
Yeah, a lot, evidently. I know. I made a disgusted look on my face.
Like, Zach Eflin. Zach Eflin.
Oh, my goodness. Ugh. But no word yet, and we'll hear more from Darvish. We're going to play the entire press conference for you as soon as we get the audio. So
yes,
you'll get to hear
absolutely.
It. Its entirety, Darvish's return to the Padres. The other good news today is that Fernando Tatis Jr. is taking batting practice with the team. So all of a sudden, those losses the last two nights don't seem quite as depressing.
No. I think Jake said when we played his clip earlier that they found out last night. Can you imagine that kind of boost when you get back in after the second straight loss and you kind of struggled at the plate and then, hey, Yu Darvish is coming back, everybody.
Yeah.
It's perfect timing.
Big deal.
Perfect timing.
Let's hope they translate it into a win. After all, sky is not falling after two losses, but after three, you better duck out of the way, Scraby, because you know how these fans can be out here. Honestly, to a person, if you're a Padre fan, with 5 weeks to go in the season and a 5.5-game lead in the wild card, you're all preparing for the worst. You're built that way out there.
Who did I talk to most recently about this? I think it was like, it was at the dog park. I was like, Padres are looking pretty good.
And
The guy was like, nope, I can't do that. I've seen this story before. Don't they feel like they're a different team? They do, but I've seen this story before.
I know. They're going to blow it. Anyway, I don't think they're going to blow it.
I don't see how.
I don't see how they can blow it. They have too many good things on this club right now.
It's true.
But, alas, got to go out and win these games. Joe Musgrove will pitch tonight for the Padres. We will pitch in, like I said, we'll hear from Darvish as soon as that's available to us. But right now, chance for you to qualify. Grand prize giveaway at the end of the month. It's a two-night stay at Resorts World, Las Vegas. It's two tickets to Carrie Underwood's Reflection. No, that's the name of the show. You don't actually get her reflection.
You might. I mean, who knows?
The show is at Resorts World, and by overwhelming demand, Carrie Underwood has extended her residency through spring of 2025. You can get tickets to this year's residency, August 14th to October 26th, at Resorts World Theater. Tickets for this and next year on sale now at AXS.com. AXS.com or get qualified to win a pair right here.
you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself?
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before the first question and you get that question for free. Chris versus the Fans is brought or presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation.
I think it's nice that they say 20 to 30 in 60 days, but both of you lost more than that. And both you and I lost more than that.
I lost 40.
I said both of you.
I thought you were talking about me and Ben Higgins.
Just you and your alter ego.
Me and the extra weight that I lost.
Right, we all lost more than that, so yeah. Good chance you'll
lose. It
works.
Just follow it, and it works.
That's right.
All right, let's get to our first contestant for today, and we are on the lookout for you, Darvish News, everybody. Let's go to Cesar.
Well, we had the news, we just wanted to get the sound.
The sound, yes.
And we will get it when we get it, and you'll get it.
All right, here we go. Cesar, what's up?
Oh, Cesar, batting leadoff today.
Cesar. Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
In the leadoff spot,
Cesar's the one who sent me the Calvin Coolidge poster that I showed you. Remember, Chris, earlier in the week from The Simpsons?
That Calvin Coolidge, fantabulous game show winner for you.
Yes.
You're always going to love Calvin Coolidge now.
Oh, he's the coolest guy in the world. Best coolest Coolidge ever.
Best president ever, as far as you're concerned.
Cesar does not care about this, but here we go. Question number one. Who is the head coach of the New York Giants?
Football team?
Yes.
Football.
Football.
Oh, this is just great, everybody. I don't know.
You don't know?
That's a good line, Cesar.
No.
Oh, okay.
Evidently did not watch Harden.
Oh, gosh.
Stay right there.
Brian Daboll is the guy's name.
Cesar,
thanks for the funny line, though, on the Scraby.
Well, this is just great, everybody.
Why don't you have that there, clipped and ready to go to play it? I mean, that would be a perfect time.
Hold on. I am bad at the drops. I am bad. Hold on.
You're not that bad, Adam. I'm pretty right on top
bad.
Of this
pretty
stuff.
Pretty bad. I'm just trying to go through making sure.
Well, you got a lot of things you're doing over there.
So yeah. I get it. Okay, Adam actually sent it to me. So
we got the Darvish sound?
No, the drop is what I'm saying.
We are.
Well, this is just great, everybody.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah, put that in the regular thing and then you can access it.
I got to put it into the computer. You're right, Chris. Access. I will do that.
All right, back
to
the game we go. Here.
All right, I am all over the place today. My windows are moving all around.
This is how the white orbit system is going to go out right in the middle of the show like it did on your...
At least I have you here to help.
You would have me here to help this time.
I'm play-by-play of what I'm texting Adam.
That was classic radio, I must admit.
All right. Let's go to Justin in Encinitas. Justin, what's up?
How we doing, guys?
Ah, pretty good.
Thanks, Justin. Good.
You ready to play?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Here we go. What tennis tournament is held at Flushing Meadows, New York?
Flushing Meadows would be the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open is correct. Nice job, nice job.
Used to call it Forest Lawn or Forest Hills.
Why?
I don't know. They moved it like across the street, and it went from Forest Hills
to
Flushing Meadow, and they moved it like one block.
Every time I hear Flushing Meadow, I just think about toilets. I mean,
okay.
You don't think about toilets?
No, but I will now.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
All right, question number two. Paula Abdul was a cheerleader for what sports team?
Straight up now, tell me, are you going to... How about that? I had a Paula Abdul song here.
Paula Abdul was a Laker girl.
Wow.
Damn right she was.
Chris, were you covering the team when she was?
I think she was before I was covering the team.
All right, here we go. Final.
I see the Laker girls running around underneath the stands, getting ready for their routines.
Sure, you.
It was a big moment.
Okay. All right, here's a tough one, I think, Justin.
For the win.
Who is Sports Illustrated's first female sports person of the year?
First one. Wow. Not easy.
Man, I think I know this. Was it Billie Jean King?
That's who I would think.
You are correct.
Winner!
Wow!
Nicely done.
Nice job, Justin. Stay
Justin
right there.
Justin runs the table there.
We got to get your information in the break. That's 2 days in a row now. First contestant, and we're done.
Runs the table beautifully. Some of the other female winners of Sports Woman of the Year include Mary Lou Retton.
Okay.
The great gymnast won it. Some of the others on the list, Bonnie Blair, figure skating. US,
oh, yeah.
U.S. Women's National Soccer Team won it.
Okay.
Pat Summitt, Serena Williams. But Billie Jean King was the first.
Peekaboo Street.
Nope, not Peekaboo. Not a sports person of the year.
Lindsey Vonn.
Nope, didn't quite make it.
Okay.
That's a high honor. It was a high honor. I don't know that nobody knows who it is anymore.
Is Sports Illustrated still around anymore?
What, Sports Illustrated?
Like, do they actually make the magazine
still?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. I haven't seen an actual copy of Sports Illustrated in so long. I don't even know whether it exists anymore. Does anybody still get it?
Remember they fired a bunch of writers and stuff? And
well, they had. I mean, with all due respect, they kind of had to because there was just nobody. Nobody's reading it anymore.
I used to love that magazine.
It was my go-to. Sports Illustrated was so big. I don't think people, like young people, maybe I'm talking under the age of 15, maybe 20, have any clue that Sports Illustrated, what a impact that made on all of us in the sports world.
Yeah.
You cared who was on the cover, you know? I mean, what they wrote, they were the number one really sports reporting outlet.
Mm-hmm.
They broke all kinds of stories over the years, you know, things that changed the shape of sports.
OZ on the chat says they do. They got one 2 months ago, making magazines still.
Wait, Sports Illustrated. Let's see what they got.
I'm trying to race you to it. Sports Illustrated cover.
Looks like you're going to beat me to it because I don't see anything here.
Oh, it's a Lions cover.
The Lions are on the cover.
The Lions are on the cover.
Of the current Sports Illustrated.
When was this article released? Yeah, today.
Today. It's a brand new article.
Magazine. It has Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff, and Penei Sewell. And it says that the Motor City is buzzing with excitement.
It says drive to revive the resurgent Lions. There you go. You can get one of those Sports Illustrated. One issue to order online will cost you $11.
Not worth it to me.
$11? Kidding me?
Can't I just go to like a grocery store or a Barnes & Noble and pick it up for $5?
I don't know. I would imagine. Do grocery stores still have magazine racks?
Yes, I walked by one the other day, and I was looking at Motor Trend. I love just
Was that a current issue, or was that
also an
old issue? It was.
They were going over the what was the? They were going over the best trucks of the year or something.
Very good.
Which I don't have a truck. So.
All right, we are waiting on the sound. The actual interview or the press conference, so you can hear what Yu Darvish said to the media in his return to the Padres. That is coming up either next or shortly thereafter. Still a big five. Plenty of Gwynn and Chris ahead. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello here. Tony Gwynn Jr., Petco Park. Matt Scraby here. Yu Darvish at Petco Park. That's right. Yu Darvish back at Petco Park, reinstated by the Padres, off the restricted list, not reinstated, but just off the restricted list, back on the ball club and back with the ball club. Yu Darvish spoke to the media just a short time ago, and you are going to hear that in its entirety a short time from now.
Yes, Adam is sending it as we speak, so we will have that for you very shortly.
Right.
This hour, though, is brought to you by Macy's.
Yay!
It's Macy's ultimate shopping event with an extra 25% off designers that rarely go on sale and 50% off beauty, too. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply. Today at Macy's, the ultimate shopping event.
Who you got tonight, Scraby? Big game on the board. Biggest game on the board anywhere tonight, 7:15. They'll kick it off. Third-ranked Granite Hills, the defending CIF champion, goes into enemy territory to take on fourth-ranked Mission Hills. Ooh, rumbling, stumbling. Last year, Granite Hills beat Mission Hills 27-17.
We're about to talk about this in the Big Five, but is the temperature okay, Chris?
I hope so.
Mission
Hills will be looking for a little revenge on the Eagles tonight. I bring it up because it's the opening night of high school football around
sure
the county.
Is.
So good luck to everyone who's out there getting ready for their game tonight. Maybe you're on your way to see your son play, your daughter cheer. Whatever the case is, everybody have a fun time. Stay safe out there. Cheer appropriately. Behave yourselves. Remember, it's high school football. Okay.
Yes.
It's the end of the world, but not really, you know, the end of the world. So everybody have a good time out there. Mission Hills, Granite Hills is indeed the big one in San Diego County tonight.
I have
guys.
We did a broadcast at Granite Hills, right? A couple of years ago, I believe. And they gave us
socks. I think
socks.
We were out there at Granite Hills for one of our shows. Hopefully we'll do that again at some point this season where we go out on Friday, day of game.
They gave us socks. I remember this, though.
Yeah.
And I still wear these socks today.
Granite Hills, they're actually at Mission Hills tonight. You're number nine. Your team's number nine ranked, Scraby. The LCC Mavs taking on St. Augustine right over here at Mesa College.
Ah.
You don't have to go very far.
No.
Just head over after you're done, you know, doing your post-show duties, and you can see La Costa Canyon take on St. Augustine. And not only can you see the game, Scraby, but you can be on the field. How do I know this? Because we just talked to the La Costa Canyon principal.
Yes.
He was the winner of Chris versus the Fans today.
I've had conversations with him
in
the past.
And you spoke to him, and he said, hey, come to a game. I'll get you on the field.
And I said, you hear that, Chris?
Well,
you
go.
Hear that?
I expect you to be out there tonight.
Well, he said 2 weeks at a home game. I need to be in front of the LCC crowd.
To get the
Actually,
adorning,
I'll be so nervous, I wouldn't even.
The adorning adulation of the crowd.
They're going to be like, Scraby. Scraby, Scraby, Scraby.
I tell you, you go to Mesa College tonight, you may blow the roof off that place.
I don't
Costa
think that's
Canyon
true.
Saints. By the way, my friend Ron Carragher is the new coach at St. Augustine.
Wow.
Former USD football coach.
That's a big job.
Now at Saints. Also tonight, I don't have time to give you the entire schedule, unfortunately. But Braden Suprenant's Cathedral Catholic Dons are at Modern Day Catholic tonight. Anyway, good luck to everybody. High school football season underway. Always an incredible thing. And we were talking in our countdown today about life's little moments, you know, things that kind of just make you happy. I will give you one of life's really good moments for anybody that ended up a sports writer like I did. And that is that all of us, to a man or woman, whoever you were, walked up and down the sidelines on a Friday night keeping stats and writing a high school sports story on a high school football game. And there's nothing quite like it. It's totally something different. You know, but if you covered, like I got up, you know, covered the Lakers, Scott Miller covered his stuff, you know, you got Kevin Acey's doing the Padres right now. All of us used to walk up and down the sideline on a Friday night covering a high school football game. And it's just something to it. There's just something kind of there's something magical about high school football when you're there.
Yeah, if you're someone in high school right now and you want to get into this type of world of sports media,
yeah,
then go to your school and say, how can I do reporting on my team?
Yeah.
How can I do a podcast on my team?
Hey, I started covering my high school football team when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I was on the school paper.
Yeah,
run up and down the sideline, and you know, I wasn't very professional. I would cheer wildly.
Well, you were a high schooler, so I guess that's okay.
Yes, I know, but yeah, high school football, man, there's something special to it. And so, if you're not doing anything tonight, go to a game in your neighborhood and enjoy yourself. You don't have to have a rooting interest.
No.
You can. You know, do you like to people watch Scraby?
You know, like to people watch?
Yeah,
of course.
Sit there in the mall and you just kind of watch people. Yeah, everybody likes to people watch.
I do it all the time.
Well, high school football is a fun place to just go watch. People, the goings on, everything. Just what's happening at a high school football game. Highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
I agree. My dad does, because he likes high school basketball. He's gone to some LCC basketball games. He used to go and like...
Tell your dad to come down to some of the other games. He can boo me while I'm refereeing.
Oh, by the way, there's a growing contingent of people out there that would like to come to one of your games.
Is there?
And I said, I don't think Chris wants that attention.
I see people from time to time who recognize me, and I think that's enough. I don't think I need my own cheering section as I try to referee a game. I don't think that would go over too well for anybody.
I get it. Honestly. I get it. Hold on. I'm trying. I have the Yu Darvish audio. I need to make sure I edit it real quick.
All right. We'll do that. We have a Big Five, too. So it's all coming up. You'll hear from Yu Darvish. You'll hear the Big Five. We'll hear whatever else we got to give you. We got an hour to the pregame show, so it's Gwen and Chris. Stick around.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
Spiritual mouthwash. What's going on? Positive, sports related, non-sports related, anything is fair game. Let's go to Tim.
I was left on August 13th with a baby girl.
Nice.
But here's the spiritual way.
All right. 4:35 is the time. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Big Five is normally in this segment. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. But today, big news down at Petco Park, the return of Yu Darvish to the Padres. And Darvish spoke to the media just a short while ago. We want you to hear that. But at the same time, we don't want you to miss the Big Five. So we're going to give you your choice. You can actually do both.
Yes.
You can listen to Yu Darvish right now on the show.
Yeah.
But Scraby's going to tell you how you can... Also, hear today's Big Five.
Yes.
Tell them what they got to do, Scrape.
I'm going to put it up on our podcast channel. So if you want to hear the Big Five, what did we talk about in the Big Five? Oh, yeah, we talked about...
It's good stuff.
It was. Oh, yeah, we talked about Matt Waldron, how long they think he's going to be in AAA. We also talked about the new CIF rule stating that some schools here in San Diego County cannot play or practice sports when it's above 86.2
degrees. Yeah, temperature's going to start playing a huge factor as we continue the wussification of America.
My question was, is this the wussification of America?
Yes, we discussed that.
Yes, Raziel Iglesias.
Anyways, a good Big Five. So if you want to hear the Big Five, just Scraby's going to have it for you there.
I'll put it up on the thing.
On the thing. That doesn't tell me where it is.
The podcast, 973thefansd.com, or you can go to the Odyssey app and search for Gwen and Chris, and you will find it.
Okay, so you can get the Big Five. In the meantime, we want to give you a chance to hear from Yu Darvish. As I said earlier, yeah, selfishly, it's great for the Padres. My goodness. No other team in baseball just added a number one starter to their team.
Yeah.
But the Padres just did. But more than that, it's just good to know that he, on a personal level, is in a good enough position, spot, whatever it is, to feel like he can come back to playing baseball. So that is the good news. Here is Darvish. From what we were told, he was not going to talk about anything personal. But yet, here is the exchange with his interpreter,
Shingo.
You, welcome back. As I'm sure you're aware, your teammates, the organization, Padre fans, the entire baseball world has been thinking about you, sending prayers your way. How much has that helped knowing that you've had that kind of support, and how are you feeling now?
Yeah, もうすごくチームメイトもそうですし、ファンの方からもたくさんメッセージいただいて。 で、こうやってまた帰ってくることができたので、本当に皆さんに感謝しています。
Oh, I'm just full of gratitude. It's really nice to be back. You know, I had a lot of my teammates send me some messages and fans too, great messages. So, it's really good to be back.
How difficult was it to make that decision to leave, and also how good does it feel to be back with your Padre family?
まあ、自分の中ですごく難しい、まあ、なんていうのかな、複雑な、まあ、問題ではありましたけれども、さっきも言ったみたいにこうやって、まあ、帰ってきて、まあ、こういう素晴らしい球場でファンの前でこうやって練習とかできるのはすごく嬉しいです。
No, it was a difficult decision to leave, obviously. You know, things can get complicated sometimes. So, but again, you know, it's really good to be back, you know, out on the field.You know, in front of the fans, with the teammates and all that. So, all in all, it's a great day.
We've heard reports that you've been working out. Obviously, you came today, you got a bullpen in. How are you feeling physically? And what is the timeline in your mind of when you might be able to return to the mound?
まあまあすごく今日のあのブルペンも良かったですし、まああのこの後まあチームの方と話してあれですけど、まああのまあリハビリのアサインメントなのかライBPなのか分かりませんけど、そういう感じでいくと思います。
Yeah.Well, the team was very good today. Very satisfied with how things went out there. As far as moving forward from here, I'll have some conversations with the appropriate people. I'm not sure if it's going to be a live BP or whether it's going to be a rehab assignment, but we'll get to that and then move forward.
How much have you thrown, or would you say that you are in your build-up, in your progression, or how much
have you thrown? 何回投げたかと。まあ、2回ぐらい出した相手に投げましたけど、この1週間ぐらいはあのそういうのは投げてなかったです。
Not much the past week as far as throwing goes, but throughout the 2 months, I think I did about 2 live BPs.
Are you still dealing with any type of arm injury, or is it just a matter of ramping up?
あのただそ今は打者にしっかり投げてないので、もう体今は健康ですけど、そのなんていうの。
Yeah, it's just a matter of ramping up right now. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to really, you know, throw against, you know, hitters and all that. So, yeah, it's more about ramping up.
Do you feel close to being able to come back?
まずその試合投げてないので、まあ、その近いかどうか分からないですけど、まあ、試合投げてみてどうかというところ
が、yeah, just have to see whether it's live BP or rehab assignment and see myself throwing the game, and then I'd probably be able to give you a better answer to that one.
How much did you throw today? How many pitches?
27.
Is that about as much as you've thrown? Like, how, what's the extent of your live batting practice as far as pitches?
Live batting practice?
You said he
threw... Bullpen today, too.
No, in the past, when he threw his live batting practice.
Oh, 45.
Around 445for the live BP, yeah.
How much, if at all, did you keep an eye on the team or the games? Were you able to do that at all? And what did you think of yourself?
まあ、あの試合は見てましたね、だからすごいあの僕がいない間の方が良かったので、それがちょっと帰ってくるかどうかをすごく迷わせました。
Yeah, I've been keeping track of the games. I've been watching the games, and you know, the team's doing so good, so it makes you think twice of, you know, whether it's the right thing to come back or not.
So I couldn't quite hear the answer to Jeff's question, but have you gotten up and down yet in any of those sessions?
I did.
2 innings?
How inspirational was it to watch how the team played in your absence? The fact that you guys are in a playoff push, how much did that influence your decision in coming back?
チームがいい状況だからこう戻ってくるっていう、ディシジョンっていう部分があったんですかって質問
です。いや、それは全く関係ない、僕の問題なので、うん、まあ、チームが勝ってようが負けてようが、うん、っていうところで、ただチームが僕は離れてよかったので、うん、帰ってくることによって悪くなるのが嫌だから、うん、そこでちょっと迷ったところはある、
うん、No, he was just trying to make a point that the team was doing really good, so jokingly, you know, might not be the right thing to come back, but you know, it's basically my decision, you know. Just wanted to see where I was, and then I felt like it was, I was ready to come back, so that's why I'm coming back.
Was there any sort of cutoff date for you to go and make that decision for you, knowing how long it would take to ramp up to the season? Was there any sort of self-imposed deadline as to when you'd have to make a decision so that you know that you're prepared to ramp up?
You mean, did he put himself a deadline to come back?
Yes.
何かこうこの日までに戻ってこようみたいな部分っていうのは離れた時にあったんです
か？いや、でもないです
。No, we didn't have that.
When did you make that final decision? How did you tell them? 2日前かな、にエイジェにメッセージして、まあ、ずっとエイジェはこの2ヶ月間、本当にずっと友達として、まあ、チームのその GM として以上に、まあ、友達としてずっと接してくれてましたし、ずっと帰ってきてほしいって言ってくれたので、まあ、AJ に、もう戻りますっていうふうに伝えました。
2 days ago, I mentioned to AJ that, that I'll be coming back. I feel like AJ has been, you know, more of a friend to me during this time rather than a general manager player relationship.He's been very supportive and very understanding and compassionate of, you know, of these 2 months, and I really do appreciate that. So, again, I'm sorry to get back to your question. It was about 2 days ago.
Was it your decision originally to go on that? You could have just stayed on the injured list. Was it your decision to go on the restricted list instead?
ダルさんの、ディシジョンでその、限定リストに入ったんですよね。そのね、IL に残ってっていう、うん、そういうこともあったらできるとは思うけれども、
うん、残るのはできるけど、結局チームと一緒にこうやっていろいろ遠征とか行くことが難しいと思ってたので、それでこう IL に入ってお金もらうっていうのが僕は嫌だったから、うん、そういう形になる。
It was my decision to be on the restricted list. And, you know, if you're on the IL, and, you know, it was at that time, at that point in time, it was difficult for me to, like, go on the road and, you know, be with the team in that way. So, plus, you know, I thought it was wrong to be on the IL and, you know, collect sort of the salary during that time, too. So, it was my decision to go on the restricted list.
All right, that was Shingo?
Yes, Shingo.
Speaking for Yu Darvish, who was there to speak for himself, Shingo translating.
Yes.
But I got a couple of things on that.
What's that?
Scraby?
What's that?
Number one, it never fails in one of these press conferences with Yu Darvish or anybody else Japanese speaking. It's hilarious. It's not hilarious to you?
I mean...
The question's 5 minutes long and the interpreter goes... Nishingo.
Okay.
You're like, how did he get all that in?
You're doing a George... Isn't this a George Carlin thing?
It's a Saturday Night Live
thing. Oh, it's a Saturday Night Live
thing. It's a Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I mean...
It just kind of cracks me up. But okay. Secondly...
See, you think I'm weird, everybody.
Oh, I'm so weird. And secondly, good questions by everybody out there and good answers by Darvish. Look, it was his thing. It's what he needed to do. He's obviously stayed in great shape. And, you know, I think he's going to be back pretty soon. It sounded like he wants to make, you know, maybe one rehab start, maybe throw some live BP. And then it sounded like to me, in his mind, you know, he might be ready sooner rather than later. So,
yeah,
you know, this is really good news. This is really good news. There is no way any team in baseball could just kind of off the street pick up a number one starter here on August 23rd.
No.
And basically plug them into the rotation a week from now and have them the rest of the season. Does anybody realize when the Padres make the playoffs this year that either Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, Dylan Cease, or Michael King, one of those guys will not pitch in the first round 3-game series. That's how good they are now.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
And that's before they get to the bullpen. And it's before they get to, you know, a batting lineup that leads all of baseball in hitting. I know you're out there going, so what? We've lost two in a row. We're in big trouble.
Well, they've also given up 35 hits in the last two games. So
they have 35 hits in two
games. That's crazy.
Crazy.
First time since 2006.
18 for the Twins, 17 for the Mets. But as I said to Tony earlier, all 17 of those hits last night were in the ballpark. They all had to land somewhere.
Yes.
And they did. And every time, and then Cronenworth hits the ball extremely hard with the bases loaded. Iglesias reaches his glove out, double play, ground ball. So I'm just saying, good play, Iglesias. I'm not taking it. That was a hell of a play. But that's how things have gone the last two games for the Padres. Hopefully they'll get it turned tonight.
I have
they're
other
still
news.
22-8 since the All-Star break. What other news, pray tell, do you have for us?
Well, first, friend? I see a question on the chat. No one asked him why he stepped away. He did not want to talk about personal
That's
matters.
Right.
He just wanted to talk about what was
talk
on the
about
field,
it. He didn't want to share any of his personal
also,
stuff
I love
at this point.
That he's such a good dude that he said he didn't feel it was right for him to take a paycheck while he wasn't playing. So I love that too. But Fernando Tatis Jr. told the media he's definitely playing baseball next month, September. He will be back. Fernando, from his mouth.
From Fernando's mouth.
Yes, we're waiting on the video, but Adam texted me that.
In capital letters?
Where did he put it on the
chat? Did Adam put it in capital letters?
He put it on the chat.
Because Adam can't contain himself. Fernando said he's going to be back in September!
I can't contain myself.
It's incredible!
I can't contain myself because that is incredible. You're getting two superstars back.
In a matter of 10 days. It's got to
on
make
the same
team,
day we get the news.
It's got to make the team a lot better. It's got to make the team a lot better. But I told you Fernando's coming back around Labor Day.
You
I
did.
Said that
you
yesterday.
Did.
I made the prediction.
You did.
And I'm sticking with that he'll be back early September. He took some batting practice. So
all good news.
It's all pretty good for the Padres. I know they've fallen 4.5 back of the Dodgers, and they've actually fallen into third place in the division. And their lead over the Mets is now 4.5. So I know you're uneasy out there.
I am. Don't be uneasy.
Listen to Uncle Chris.
Uh-oh.
No need to be uneasy this year.
Yeah, I like how he limits it to this year.
Well, what do you want me to cover?
Well,
the next six seasons?
You're just so, like, technical
this
about
this year,
things.
They don't have to worry. They're going to make it. They're going to get in. And they're going to have a shot.
Rod said this is better than picking up Jim Leyritz in 1998.
Slightly, although Leyritz performed awfully well. I will say that.
Yeah.
Hit some big home runs. Let's check traffic. Well, we
from the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danick.
So a number of problems here, guys. Tow truck's on scene of a crash westbound 8 near Fletcher Parkway. It looks like two right lanes blocked. Up ahead, an accident for the 805. It's over the right shoulder. Collision on eastbound King Freeway just past the 15. This one's blocking the slow lane. Traveling on northbound 163 before Kearney Villa Road, we have reports of some large tire tread in the slow lane to watch out for. And a crash clearing on southbound 5 right around Nobel. I'm Kelly Danick with Glenn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Scraby, can you give me a little NFL music, please? It would really highlight my day. And I mean, what has already been a really nice, fun day, if I hear that music right there, I'm going to be fired up.
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
I can't wait, man. We are only 2 weeks away.
Oh, I thought there was like breaking news or
from
something.
The beginning of the National Football League. And that is awesome news, if you ask me. The reason I wanted to know this, or wanted to hear this, is because I think we should all start getting ready for our opening game. Thursday, September 5th, it starts. Baltimore at Kansas City. That's the Thursday night opener this year.
Yes.
Do you remember who played in the opener last year?
Chiefs and the Lions won.
The Lions won and signaled the fact that they were going to be a team on the rise.
And I celebrated that the Chiefs are going to be a team on the decline.
Didn't work out that way.
The Super Bowl.
Of course, the Lions and Chiefs almost ended up meeting in the Super Bowl, but that didn't quite happen.
Yes.
All right, now after the opening game on Thursday night this year, there's going to be a Friday night game. It's going to be on Peacock, so I won't be watching it. Scrape, you can tell me how it goes. It's going to be played in Sao Paulo, Brazil, between the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles. Pretty good game.
Yep.
A lot of green. And didn't they say that they were worried about the green gang colors down in Brazil, and
that's
both teams
Josh
are wearing green?
Jacobs was saying, and then the Remember NFL that? Immediately came out and said, no.
Don't worry about it. Because you know why they said that? Because they're not going down there. I hope everybody's safe. Packers and Eagles. All right, here are the Sunday matchups for week one. Michael Valenzuela's Pittsburgh Steelers. He's our big boss. Take on Adam Klug's Atlanta Falcons. He's our boss.
Yes.
So all of the higher-ups will be going toe-to-toe in that one.
Why are there so many Steelers fans?
Because they won 6 Super Bowls back in the day.
I guess because...
Success breeds people that become fans of the team.
Okay, all right.
Kirk Cousins will make his debut there. Arizona Cardinals go to Buffalo.
Good luck.
It's a good quarterback matchup. Kyler Murray, Josh Allen. The Tennessee Titans will take on the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. Caleb Williams' debut. New England at Cincinnati. I don't know about New England, man. They're not looking good.
No, they are not.
Houston Texans at Indianapolis. I like that. It's a good game there. Are we at the top already?
Yes, we are.
Oh, sorry. Jacksonville at Miami. Yay. Carolina at New Orleans. Vikings at Giants, Raiders, Chargers, Denver at Seattle, Dallas at Cleveland, Washington at Tampa Bay, the first Sunday night game, Rams at Detroit, and the first Monday night game, you're going to be going crazy, the Jets take on the Niners.
You know, Aaron Rodgers does not have a good record in primetime against the 49ers, so.
I hope you that holds up.
I mean, remember what happened last time when they put the Jets on Monday Night Football? Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles four plays into the season.
I know one thing. I will be rooting for you that night and that night alone. 5 o'clock hour still ahead and a lot still to go. Don't miss it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.